let's get to it. Jason and Alexis, here's your first Real Housewives question in this week's weekly trivia face-off. The timer will begin after I've asked the question in full. Originally inspired by scripted programs like Desperate Housewives, the first Real Housewives series took place in what municipality?
Orange County.
Final answer.
Orange County, that's right. The Real Housewives.
That was
Orange
easy.
Now, here's the thing, Brittany and Lindsay, they start easy, they get progressively more difficult. So let's warm you up here. Okay. Brittany and Lindsay, here's your first Real Housewives question. The first and longest running spinoff of a Real Housewives series was rocked by a scandal this past summer. Name that show.
First shout out to Aunt Peg, who's going to send this to the rest of our family today. And Vanderpump Rules, final answer.
Final answer.
Vanderpump Rules is right.
Nice.
For the point. Both teams on the board. We're going to move on to Jason and Alexis's second Real Housewives question.
About all the spinoffs.
I know.
Several Real Housewives were already famous before they were cast on this show. Which Real Housewife Atlanta star was a founding member of the 90s girl group Escape?
Oh,
Candy. Burris.
Final answer.
Candy Burris is right.
Yes. She wrote Scrubs.
That's right.
Jason and Alexis now have 2 points. Can Brittany and Lindsay catch up? We'll see. Girls, here is your next question. The Real Housewives of D.C. was probably doomed from the start, but the series received extra negative attention after one of its couples crashed a 2009 event held where?
Oh, at the White House.
Final answer. Michelle and Tariq.
Yep. Saloni.
Yes, they crashed.
Oh my God. They complete each other's sentences.
There's some sister, ESP going on, ESPN. There's something. I'm like,
I am waiting for Shelley Duvall to walk in.
They're looking at each other.
Crap going on right now.
Oh my, all work and no play makes Jason a dull boy.
That's right. There is some Jack Nicholson resort crap going on here.
I'm the one in studio with them.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, my goodness.
You better go to a priest as soon as the show's over. Yeah.
Oh, well, delightful. Guess what? Brittany and Lindsay, you got that right. Yes, it was the White House. That means the game is tied 2-2. Our weekly trivia face-off, Real Housewives edition. Now, we have one more question for each team before we go to break. So, Jason and Alexis, here is your third question, your third Real Housewives question of this week's WTF. As Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fans know, My Hand in Yours is the charitable store with the chicest wind chimes. It's a passion project of what Oscar-winning actress?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
Final answer.
Yes. So chic.
Said
so chic.
Confidently, and Jason, you are correct.
So chic.
Yes, Jason! Yes.
Dorit, so chic.
Chicest.
So chic. So what? Dorit likes to shop here, or what's going on with My
I'll
Hand
keep
in
this
yours?
Brief. Jamie Lee Curtis made a special appearance a couple seasons ago because Kyle was shooting Halloween 47.
And, accurate.
And Jamie was at this dinner party. Dorit, who's the thirstiest biatch on that show, was sucking the life out of Jamie Lee Curtis, sucking up. She's like, oh my God, your wind chimes are, I mean, it was just disgusting. Yeah. The chicest wind chimes. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
But they sold out.
They did sell out.
Yeah,
they did sell out.
Yeah.
Lindsay has 4. Minneapolis home.
Well, Jason and Alexis, you may not have any wind chimes in your home, but you have 3 points in this game.
Nice.
Brittany and Lindsay, you have 2. Can you make it a tie by answering your next Real Housewives question correctly? Let's find out. A woman born Yolanda Vandeherk used to be a model, a profession taken up by both of her daughters. What is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Yolanda's married last name?
Foster.
She's Hadid Foster, but Foster.
Final answer.
What was your final answer?
Foster.
She's Yolanda Hadid Foster.
I will accept because you said Hadid Foster. So the answer is Hadid Foster.
I got you. Yay. I got you. Don't worry. I got your back.
Ooh, that was close. Brittany almost messed up there.
Did you see me?
We were ready for Hadid.
Oh, my God. My face looked like a cat's ass. I was ready for that. I was ready for her to slip on
that one. Yes, you got both of them. That means the point is yours, which means that our weekly trivia face-off is tied as we go to break.
Oh, my God.
Jason and Alexis have 3 points. Brittany and Lindsay also have 3 points. Oh my gosh, could it be a perfect score for both teams in our weekly trivia face-off this week? Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, if that is the case, we go into tiebreaker mode. We do numerical tiebreakers, Price is Right style. Is that how today's game is going to end? Stay tuned and find out when weekly trivia face-off here on My Talk 107.1 returns after the break.
Let's get back to it. Back to it.
Time for the thrilling conclusion of weekly trivia.
Face.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Back to you, Holly.
Oh, thank you so much, pre-recorded Rocco. Yes, it is time to return to our weekly trivia face-off. Ooh. This week, we are doing Real Housewives trivia and bring the drama by starting a feud with another team at your own local Trivia Mafia Trivia Night. They put on the best darn trivia nights every night of the week all over the Twin Cities. Go to TriviaMafia.com to learn more. Woohoo! We love Trivia Mafia!
Yes, we do!
Woo-hoo!
We love them.
Oh, my goodness. And when we went to break, our Real Housewives trivia is tied. Team Jason and Alexis and Team Brittany and Lindsay both have 3 points. It is literally anybody's game at this point. We, if it is tied at the end of this game, which is a probability, we're going to go into a numerical tiebreaker.
Oh, so we're not wrestling at any point.
Okay, no, you're wrestling.
Good. You're good, Lindsay. No,
I know. I mean, you can put away the leotard.
Man, it's okay. We were practicing in the commercial break.
We were.
Is that what I heard?
I was wrestling with myself.
Who is it?
I was wrestling with my foam roller. Yeah.
That's the way, Jason. Always laughing and leaking.
That's right. Always.
Well, let's move on to our next question for Team Jason and Alexis. You have 3 points on the board. You can make it 4 if you answer your next Real Housewives question correctly.
Okay.
Whose tagline is, quote, "I'm more of a free spirit without the Holy Spirit"?
Oh, no. That has to be someone in Salt Lake City. Right? Something about Jesus.
Or Phaedra.
Phaedra? I don't
know. No, but she left so many years ago.
Yeah, she's more... Anyone on Salt Lake City?
5 seconds.
Shay, one of them?
Jen, final answer from Salt Lake.
For the steal.
No. Oh, no.
Do we go Heather?
Wasn't there like a witch? Remember, she had the
castle. Oh, Carlton.
Yeah.
Carlton, final answer.
Time's up.
And... The answer is Whitney Rose.
Oh, that makes sense.
Wait, hold up. There's did you say Harrison?
Carlton.
Carlton?
Yeah.
What show was that one on?
Beverly Hills. Lex, it was a horrible year for Beverly Hills.
They
had two one-timers, and then they rebooted the show, and then the following year they brought Lisa Rinna and Eileen Davidson on to save it. And
gotcha.
As these words are coming out of my mouth, I realize what a loser I am.
No, I love it.
I've never respected anyone more.
Yeah, this is fabulous. And then Whitney is on which one?
Salt Lake.
So you were right.
Uh-huh. Wife.
Again, Trivia Mafia gives you some context clues.
Yeah.
And Alexis, you followed those context clues. Unfortunately, neither team answered that correctly, so the game is still tied 3-3. Brittany and Lindsay could take the lead if they answer their next question correctly. Whose tagline is, "I may be married to a plastic surgeon, but I'm 98% real"?
That's Heather Dubrow.
You think it's Heather? Yeah. I think it's Heather. Final answer.
Heather Dubrow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes! Yes! Oh my gosh. Good job! Sisters!
I actually, you know what's hard is I can't hate them, Lex.
No,
I can't.
I know.
I really want to hate the Shining Twins, but there are people, and they're really good at this. I really want to just hate both of them. Like, that's why I'm talking about them in the third person.
They're not even here.
I know.
If it makes you feel any better, like, we'll still like you if you hate us. We got six brothers and sisters that are all
I love it.
Wondering how many. Okay.
Oh, well, by answering that correctly, Brittany and Lindsay, you now take the lead with 4 points. Jason and Alexis have 3 points, but hey, look, again, it is anybody's game. It is anybody's game here. So we're going to take it up a notch, going to our most difficult set of Real Housewives questions.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh.
Here we go.
Diarrhea. You got this. Okay. You got this. Okay.
Jason and Alexis, here is your last Real Housewives question. In season one of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Camille Grammer invites her friend Allison Dubois as a special guest to a dinner party that goes awry. Allison makes passes at the, quote, morally corrupt guests in between drags of a large e-cigarette and feels justified in her judgments because she is a professional what?
Psychic. Final answer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jason going in confidently with the answer, medium psychic, and there you go!
Oh my gosh.
Dinner Party from Hell is what it's referred to.
That's right.
Oh, God.
It's one of the best episodes of Rhea. It is up there, but does not go above Scary Island on New York.
I knew you were going to say Scary Island. Those are like, yeah, I think about those every day, probably every hour. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. The game is now tied. Okay. Jason and Alexis have 4 points. Brittany and Lindsay have 4 points. Now, Brittany, Lindsay, if you answered this correctly, you win the game. If you don't, Jason and Alexis might have an opportunity to steal. And then they could win the game. No pressure.
Oh, my God.
This is my Super Bowl.
Here you go, Brittany and Lindsay. Here is your final Real Housewives question. Quote, it's almost hurtful to watch her be so dumb. Kenya Moore says about Portia Stewart on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. This comment is made after Portia mistakenly thinks an actual train passed through what 19th century network?
Oh, you want me to answer?
The Underground Railroad. Final answer.
Come play with Brittany and Lindsay because they got it
wrong.
This was the best day of my life.
Congrats!
Sorry, Margo. You're second. You came from my body. I don't care. This was the best day of my life.
Yes, the Underground Railroad. Brittany and Lindsay coming through 5-4 in our Real Housewives Weekly Trivia Face-Off. Oh, my gosh. You guys know so much. Everybody in this room, Jason, Alexis, Brittany, Lindsay, you guys know. Your knowledge of this is so deep.
It's actually, it is embarrassing because if you think of what we could put this towards, we could have a doctorate, probably lawyers.
Oh, I could be a teacher. I could be a third. I could be a third grade teacher. I could do so many things if I put,
You guys could write your PhD dissertations on this. Trust somebody out there wants to publish it. Yes.
Yeah, and like Lindsay, like we have an excuse. Like you have a real job and two kids. Like what are you doing with your life, ma'am?
Yeah.
No comment. No. Also, I'm currently working right now.
It's a nice escape.
Brittany, I know. Let me quit for the listeners. I don't know if we've ever really talked about this. I know how Alexis feels. You are in agreement, though, Brittany and Lindsay. I don't know if you know this. Scary Island is the best 2 hours of reality television ever, right?
Oh, and even just like the hours after, I would say
absolutely.
I would say Salt Lake City this season.
Salt Lake City, I would
say. Okay, I've heard that. I've heard that. Yeah.
You know,
but there's nothing better than Kelly Ben Simone eating jelly beans, losing her mind, and Bethany Frankel yelling at her to go to sleep. I mean, it's just go to sleep.
Is that in the Real Housewives of New York?
Yes, Holly. You do need to. You should just dip into those two episodes.
Yeah, the Ultimate Girls Trips, too.
It is, Holly, it's unbelievable.
I think I can do that.
Yeah, it's so good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brittany.
Jace, we didn't get as crushed as we thought we were.
No, you know what? We did good. I don't mind losing. Yeah. That's fine. That's going to do it for us this week. Go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day, fantastic weekend. We love you so very much. Donna and Steve Experience up next. Bye for now.